This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and WTIP, North Shore Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and we've been talking all night about the special connection between the arts and culture here in Grand Marais. And, of course, we poked a little fun at writers earlier, a tradition of our show. And I'm joined on stage now by a producer for WTIP and an active member of the community here, Ann Pauzis. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Welcome. This is an add-on for folks. Wanted to add this into the show because we're really interested to find out about this North Shore Readers and Writers Festival. So could you tell me a little bit about that?
I can, but first I have to say that, yikes, I'm not used to doing radio with so many people in the room.
We're normally troll people who live under bridges, and having people watch us is a frightening thing.
Exactly. Well, there's a new festival in town, as Aaron mentioned. The Grand Marais Art Colony, Drury Lane Books, and the Grand Marais Public Library are partnering to host the event, and it's called North Shore Readers and Writers Festival, A Minnesota Voice. It's going to be November 5th through the 8th, so some of that fill-in time we were talking about earlier. And it's for writers and readers both, and it's going to offer workshops and panels on the whole literary process from publishing to reading.
All right, and the keynote speaker is?
Lorna Landvik.
Lorna Landvik, yeah. Very cool. So very exciting. We're going to have some panel discussions, as you said, some really cool publishers from here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a writer or somebody who just enjoys reading, I got to tell you, last time I was in Grand Marais, we went to that Drury Lane bookstore, and I saw in there when I was there a children's book about the Edmund Fitzgerald and the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And I said, you can't do that. You can't have a children's book about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And they said, no, it's a real page-turner. Kids love it. And I'm like, that's not true. So flash forward, I didn't have kids then. So flash forward, I got kids now. I got a little boy, Douglas, and he gets his hands on this book. And he's reading it like he can't believe, he's the best book he's ever read. And so they know books around here. They sure do. They know what kids want to read. So very cool. Well,
thanks,
Ann. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And